Second investigation. Does man help man?
Lovely evening today, Mr. Smith.
Yes, how do you find the evening, Mr. Smith?
I don't find it at all lovely.
Oh,
wouldn't you like to sit down, Mr. Smith?
There's a stool, Mr. Smith. Say, why don't you talk to us anymore?
Can't you see? Mr. Smith wants to gaze at the oak tree.
Oh, tell me, why are you always trying to kiss Mr. Smith's arse?
Oh.
You're bothering Mr. Smith.
Ooh, that's
too much.
That's because Mr. Smith is so influential. That's why I always crawl up his arse.
Me too.
What? Please, Mr. Smith. Come and sit down with us.
Yes.
I'm not feeling at all well today.
Oh!
Then we must try and cheer you up, Mr. Smith.
Well, I don't think I can be cheered up any more than you've already cheered me up. How does my complexion look?
Rosy, Mr. Smith. Nice and rosy.
Really? And I thought I was looking rather pale.
Oh, how extraordinary. You say you think you're rather looking pale? Well, now that I come to look at you,
yes.
I must say I think you do look a little pale.
In that case, I think you should take a seat, Mr. Smith, looking the way you do.
I don't feel like sitting today.
No, sitting. No.
Whatever you do, don't sit. Better remain standing.
Yes.
Well, why should I remain standing?
He
mustn't sit down today.
No.
Otherwise, he may never be able to get up again.
Oh, God.
See? He knows it himself. That's why Mr. Smith prefers to remain standing.
You know, I've got rather a pain in my left foot.
Bad? Is it hurting much?
Yes, it's hurting quite a lot.
That comes from standing.
Shall I sit down?
No, you mustn't.
No.
You must avoid that at all costs.
Yes. When your left foot starts hurting, there's only one thing to do. And that's
off with the left foot!
And the sooner the better.
Well, if you think so.
No doubt about it.
Well,
whoa.
Give me a cane, please.
There. Can you stand better now, Mr. Smith?
Yes, on the left side, but you must give me back my foot. I wouldn't want to lose it.
No. As you please, don't trust us.
Yes, we can. Go away if you'd rather.
No.
You'll have to stay now since I can't walk anymore on my own.
Well,
Here's your foot.
Thank you. Man, now I've lost my cane.
Oh, but you've got your foot back instead.
I don't want to put any of you boys to more inconvenience than is absolutely necessary. But without this stick, I find things a little difficult.
Yes.
I really can't go on standing.
Oh!
For now, of course, the other leg is beginning to hurt.
Well, what did you expect?
Well, just do something.
Oh, by the time we pick up his cane, we can just as well
saw off the other leg!
Which is hurting him so much.
Yes. Maybe that would be better.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to stand again.
No, that's terrible. And just when we didn't want you at any price to sit.
What? You can't stand up anymore, Mr. Smith.
Don't say that. I can't bear it.
What mustn't I say?
That!
That you can't stand up anymore!
Can't you keep your mouth shut?
Oh, no, Mr. Smith, but what we can do is unscrew his left ear! Yep. Then you won't be able to hear me saying that you can't stand up anymore!
Yes! Maybe that would be better. That's better. Now I can't hear you anymore.
What?
Give me my ear, please. And while you're about it, the other leg, too. This is no way to treat a sick man. I demand the immediate return of all missing parts to their rightful owner, which is me. If you think you can play tricks with me, then you are utterly... What's the matter with my arm?
It's all because of that useless junk you're carrying.
Yes, that'd be it. Mm-hmm. Can't you take it from me?
Oh, yes, we could take off the whole arm. That'd certainly be better.
Yes, please, if you think so.
Of course.
Why, thank you. What a jolly bunch of chaps. It's kind of you to take so much trouble over me.
There, Mr. Smith. Now you've got everything that belongs to you. Nobody will be able to rob you now.
Funny. My head's so full of unpleasant thoughts. Say something pleasant, will you, boys?
Oh, with pleasure, Mr. Smith. Would you like to hear a story?
Yep.
There were these two men coming out of a bar, and they were arguing furiously. Then they began to pelt each other with horse poo. Yes. And then one of them got a big ball of horse poo right in the mouth. And he said, the evidence is going to stay right here until the police come.
That's not a nice story. Oh. Can't you tell me something nice? I told you my head's full of unpleasant thoughts.
No, Mr. Smith, I'm sorry. But apart from that story, there is really nothing I could think of telling.
We could
saw off the top of his head!
If those stupid thoughts continue to bother you.
Well, yes, please, maybe that would help. How does that feel, Mr. Smith?
Is it easier?
Yes, much easier. Now I feel much, much easier. Only my head feels cold. Why not put on your hat?
Hat!
I can't reach.
Oh, maybe you need your cane.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Now I can't reach the cane. I can't reach my cap, and I'm so terribly cold.
Oh, maybe if we were to
screw your head right off.
Well, yes, why not? I don't know. I just can't seem to think straight anymore.
All the more reason, then.
Okay.
Everything.